This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Well, good morning, everyone. Representative Lee Quam, District 21, House Majority Leader. Another quick week. It's been kind of slow. A lot of the bills haven't been dropped. I know there's a ton of bills out of there, and I'm hearing that people are waiting. I hope they don't decide to wait too long. Otherwise, that last week could get really interesting. So, anyway, I'll just stand by for questions.
Senator Chris Langer from District 25 in Del Rapids and Minnehaha County. So welcome and thank you for having us today. It is going to be, we're off and running. This week is much busier than last week, as you'll see. And I agree, we're going to have a lot of bills dropped in the near future. So I think it's going to get busy.
State Senator Jim Boland representing Lincoln and Union Counties. I would agree with the statements of the two previous speakers. Not a whole lot of bills have been dropped, but the committee process is working. We had cleared a bill in Senate Education today, and we will have other bills on the calendar that have been filed at the present time. So we look forward to your questions. Thank you.
Representative Arch Beal, District 12. I'm the Assistant Majority Leader. I've had some busy days in our Commerce and Energy. We've done a number of bills we've sent to the floor already, and I'll just say kudos to the rest. You know, I agree. We've got a lot going on coming up.
Lee Steuben, SDPB. I guess, can you kind of speak, a little to the pace of session thus far and how it's related to others? I know it's kind of gone a little bit slow, but as you all have indicated and as Senator Greenfield indicated yesterday, there are a lot of bills that are kind of in wait right now. So I guess, did those bills come in late? How's LRC staff kind of holding up with this? Any indication into that?
Well, I'll take that question. You know, I think this is pretty common for sessions that start in that are in odd-numbered years because an election took place, and as a result of that, we have 25, 30 new members, almost a third of the legislature is new, and it takes a while to learn the process. I think back to my first year in the legislature in 09. You aren't really in many instances, not all, but in many instances, very adept in the process and filing the bills and doing all these things. And so I think it should be expected that, especially for new members, they're not going to be filing their bills toward right at the end. And I think this will very clearly be a different situation a year from now in a year ending in an even number where there'll be more, the people will have a year under their belt. So I think it's kind of a normal process for years ending, odd-numbered years.
As a follow-up to that, is part of the issue potentially, possibly, not knowing the governor's budget and priorities yet?
Sure. I think that is part of it as well. People anxious to see, and we should be seeing that soon. And I think that will speed things along as well.
I guess I'll go again and follow up on from we just visited with the Democratic leadership, and they expressed some disappointment about things that have been handled this week. I guess the train of thought is the whole Kavanaugh resolution conversation and also the border wall conversation. Why did you guys feel the need to even bring those up here?
Well, I'll talk about the one resolution. I just thought it was important that we pass a resolution supporting our senators who voted to confirm Mr. Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. I thought it was a very compelling issue, and I thought it was important that give the legislature the opportunity to do that. As to the other resolution, I mean, everybody's got to recognize South Dakota has an extremely open process. Resolutions get filed and they get voted on. We're not like a lot of other states, Indiana and other places, where things are brought forward and they might be filed, but they are never heard, and somebody, the speaker or whoever, puts them in their pocket and said, no, we're not going to do this. It's a lot of this is, I believe, just a reflection of the very open process that South Dakota has for its legislature. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
There's a bill out there repealing kind of the procedure for transgender athletes. Senator Boland, are you prime sponsor of that?
I am.
Okay, so that was kind of established to meet Title IX requirements on the federal level, if I'm not mistaken. So if this bill passes, would that open the state up to a potential lawsuit of either the High School Sports Association or the state itself?
Well, I don't believe that, and I believe during the Obama administration, I believe Title IX was interpreted in a particular way. I believe that has been rescinded by the Department of Education. I'll speak very briefly on this. This bill is just a reflection of the Texas state policy on interscholastic athletics. That's all this bill is. It's just a reflection of the Texas state policy. And with my, people ask why you bring this bill. My background is in sports, education, those type of things. I was athletic director in the Canton school system for 11 years. Fair competition is extremely important, and so that's why I brought this bill forward. I'm just going to leave it at that for right now. But the portion about Title IX opening up the lawsuits, I don't believe that has any validity, especially under the current interpretation with the Trump administration. Thank you.
I think Senate Judiciary is debating a bill right now about legislators being able to conceal in the Capitol. I guess maybe thoughts on that from leadership.
Well, that's the Senate bill. That's not the bill that I'm sponsoring. It's considerably different than mine, and it'll be interesting to see how they handle it when it comes out. I would like to stay and listen to it, but I had to come down here and visit, so I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do with that one.
Zach Nelson, KCCR Radio Pier. Earlier this week, a representative brought a motion to establish a select committee to address some of the residency issues brought up with some of the current representatives. This was an issue that was dealt with by leadership. Is it disappointing to see this sort of thing, once leadership addresses it, come back into the fold?
Well, any legislator has the ability, any two legislators have the ability to try and establish that committee. But I think with the resounding defeat of that, I think it very much upheld what leadership had done and what we had gone out and the evidence that we had come up with.
Do you have any questions from callers on the phones?
I guess going back to this transgender sports bill, there was a move to dismiss a suit by Terry Bruce's family and counsel this week, and they wanted to raise the awareness of high rates of suicide among transgender individuals, as well as obstacles that transgender citizens must constantly overcome to feel safe and respected within their communities. I guess, is there a response to that in relation to this bill and maybe kind of the social aspect or maybe the message that this sends to that community?
And since I'm the prime sponsor of the bill, I'll just answer that. I believe fair competition is the most fundamental issue behind the bill. I would refer you to the circumstances that happened in Connecticut at the state track meet this in the last year or two. I think I'm just going to leave it at that. There's all kinds of issues you can bring forward, but I believe that fair competition is the overriding concern in this whole issue. We'll leave it at that. Thank you.